is cassette tape number 2 and side number 3 with my story on my life and of war. So right now you just listen to what I got to tell my friend here, Michael Schaap. Hello? Yes, you're there. Okay. I was watching that light, you know. Where was I? Anyway, one day on the way to Rome, on the battles before we reached Cassino, there was this big battle by this town, and we were set up on the road. We had our mortar. In fact, I volunteered to go into no man's land to set up the mortars. And after we were set up and we were there, and infantry advanced, then, believe it or not, but the sons of Teddy Roosevelt, that old general, he comes walking up the road with a couple of three soldiers, and he was talking to us. In fact, I have one of his, the story about what he used to do, come up the front lines, you know, and talk to us, and I got that magazine where he talks about him, the picture. So, just one day, the big drive started, and we start firing our mortar for effect. So we had about six mortars lined up along this road with a lot of ammunition. Well, before you know it, that mortar broke down, this other mortar broke down, then another mortar broke down, then another mortar broke down, and there was only two of us who were still operating. Well, so they switched all their ammunition over to us. Well, I was pouring shells into this mortar, and that mortar just kept sinking and sinking in that road, which was built by the Spaniards and Romans when Spain used to control that land. So, 800 so many years before. But it was good, solid roads. But anyway, that mortar just kept sinking. Well, pretty soon, I had a, not only crouch, but I'd get on my knees. Before I knew it, I was laying on my belly. And another guy, a good guy from the south somewhere, forgot his name, he couldn't hand me the shells no more because laying flat, he used to roll them over to me. And I took this and I put them down in that barrel, and then, boom. Well, I didn't notice the doggone barrel was had sunk below me. And the blast of that shell that came out just shook me to something that you would not believe unless you go through it. It felt that all my flesh came off my bones. Just shook it right out. I said, man, I'm dead. Well, I was like knocked out. Well, they grabbed me and brought me down over the road, and there was cliffs like it was not a year cliff. But I had dug a foxhole straight into the hill. Well, they took me there and put me in. I don't even remember them putting me in, you know. But I was up there when everything shook like that. Well, I was out. Oh, I don't know. Hours later, I come to. And I come out and says, hey, I better get up there and help them, you know. I comes up. They already had dug that mortar. I was about 5 feet down, 4 feet anyway, into that road. And they had filled up the hole with junk, and they had set it up a few feet away. So I grab a shovel, and I start leveling up the dirt, you know, the gravel and whatever. All of a sudden, we see two planes coming from our side, and they open the bomb bays, and they let the bombs drop. He says, you dumbasses, they're bombing us, you know, our own people. Well, all of a sudden, I didn't see nobody no more. And I see a big puff of smoke 5 feet away from me here, and another one about 10 feet away over there, on your roof, right smack in line. I go and look. There's a hole about 8 to 12 inches wide and about a foot down. And the same with the other side. Then I snapped out of it, and I seen them all alone on the road, and I was being strafed by the German fighters. And the bombers that dropped the bombs were German bombers that came around from our side and bombed his house, that the colonel and those captains, anyway, 17 people got killed in there. They hit that house and killed them all with those two, three bombs that they dropped. Me, when I saw them holes on the road, you know, with solid road, and I realized I'd been strafed, I jumped for the gutter. All my buddies were laying in there, all the way up, you know, the side of the road where the water runs up the mountainside. They were all there. And here's me, just snapped out of being half dead and almost got killed by a German plane strafing. And he strafed me. And you know, those 20 millimeter cannons they got on them planes that they shoot, they tell me that as they go like that, they go about 15 feet apart, each bullet. And I was right smack in the center. The name of the town where the colonel got killed with just two bombs or three that were dropped by the Germans, and I was just outside, was named Terra Suolo. And that was just up the road from Castel Nuovo and when we were attached to the French army and we were up above Monte Cassino, actually 4 kilometers farther northeast and higher than the monastery, that the famous monastery that our bombers reduced to ashes. Well, we were up there,